run it up, da dun da dun da dun da dun. Yeah, run it up, run it up. Yo, I like this one. This gonna be the intro song for people out there going to get some money. Not now, but I mean right now. This watch it cost a dub. My swag 100+, black cups, how you go? Chain it, feed my plug, make the cut. I'm in the club, I own the club. Bitch, that's cost enough. This ain't no buzzy seagull, ladies, see you.
Play used to Texas Raiders right now.
Because the Raiders can possibly win a game.
Can they?
Yes. Yes. They can possibly.
I don't know.
I'm ready to cash in. I need every dollar they hooping and hollering. Hey, celebrity bash in. Speaking of trolling fans, I'm trending they nosy, man. Yeah, King Diamond's poker hand, but I know I'm cash hit the money.
I mean, Marcus already made his pick. Please, I am in the exact same.
38 to nothing.
Started Alonzo Gill at shooting guard and beat them. What? Come on. No.
Money and power, oh yeah, respect. I'm demanding this shit, I'm fucking up commas. I'm high as a jet, I'm flexing this shit. I can tell it's my time without checking my race. Feeling like I'm the best in this bitch. Had a few songs when I wanted this shit. And if money ain't talking, I'm exiting quick. These niggas can match my
level. Come on out, mad. Hey, look, Magic Johnson is the greatest point guard of all time. If I ever said different on this show, I was high.
Waking the morning and straight to the bag. And I keep it running like Michelin Man. These niggas is crazy. They're thinking and I ain't been on my shit lately. Go try to play me. Turning the ghost, I'm calling a Swayze. So shit just amaze me. Believing these rappers when niggas is flaky. Respect it greatly. Show up in your hood and moving it safely. And tell you to run it up. My karma is beautiful. Please don't fuck it up. For those who...
What's goody? How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to Conversations at the Shop. Episode 154. The whole gang here. The entire gang. Everybody good?
Yes, sir. We chilling. We up.
Limited time.
Hey, man, like 5 minutes.
All right, positive word.
Positive word. Raise your hand if your team's in the playoffs.
Are we starting this right now?
I'm on a limited time. I got to get my shit off right now.
This shit here. I swear.
Go ahead, it was just a simple question. It was just a simple point. Here you go.
They're gonna put his coach on Dak Prescott's body. That's fucked up, man.
That's Matt Schaub.
That's all right. You know, Titans had one job. I really wanted Gerard to be able to make good on his promise about the Titans not having to be worried about the Chargers. And all they had to do was win one game. And y'all couldn't do it.
Well, it's all good, man. You know, shit tends to happen. I'm good. We got the 11th pick in the draft. We just fired Todd Downing. Let's go.
No. Because y'all smoked me and Marcus for feeling that way a couple years ago. Y'all killed us when we were like, nah, this it's over. Don't want to make play. We got killed. And now you want to sit here after predicting your team was going to win the division, the worst division in football. And y'all
You were supposed to win a playoff game, too. Oh, that and too. You were supposed to beat the Cowboys as well, by the way.
That damn
None of that happened. None of that
not
happened.
Not a damn one of them happened.
I'm perfectly fine with that. But anyway, getting into the first topic of the show.
How happy are you that they fired y'all basically like half your
life? I am excited.
I know you've been waiting for that for some time.
Excited. I've been calling for this man job for 2 years. But let's talk about these teams that's in the playoffs, man. First round. Oh, Lord Jesus. First round. Jaguars, Chargers. How y'all feeling?
Honestly, this one of the, that might be the game I'm looking forward to most. No, no bullshit. Like, that should be a fun-ass game. The Jaguars been playing really good lately. You got two of the best young quarterbacks in the league. Like, that should neither of them really play defense that good either. Like, that might be one of them, like, 41-37, like, crazy-ass games. Like, I could see that.
Look at Gino. This nigga
Sure, Gino.
Him in the CFL.
I think the Jaguars win that game. Namely, because Brandon Staley is the coach of the Chargers, and he always finds a way to do some dumb shit, like playing his starters and getting Mike Williams hurt in the game that meant absolutely nothing. I got zero trust in Brandon Staley. So I got the Jaguars in that. Why was Mike Williams in the game? No one can give a good reason on why Mike Williams and all these dudes was in that game yesterday.
Maybe it was for incentives or something. Maybe it was incentives something. I don't know. I think I'm gonna roll with the Chargers this game. Jaguars. Mm. Jaguars in the playoffs. Young team. Let's go with the Chargers.
I'm gonna go with the Chargers too. Just because the Jaguars is young, they gonna have to show me.
I'm gonna go with the Jaguars for one reason. I think they're gonna be fired up for the fact that they do got a home game. They already been playing well. They won, I think, five straight now. Yeah, so I'm gonna roll with them. I'm gonna roll with the Jaguars.
Man. And plus, I need the Chargers to win so I can keep cooking Loso.
That in itself is almost I'm
okay.
Not
well, damn, I almost want to change.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's very tempting to change. But no, I'm gonna stick with the Jags, and because I told you they'd be better than the Titans, and I was right.
You already right.
I know that, but it's even better because last year the Titans had a home playoff game and failed. So then if the Jaguars were to win, they would not only be better than the Titans this year, they would also be better than last year's Titans.
No, they don't count.
It does count. If they win the division and win a playoff game, then they have accomplished more than what the Titans last year accomplished.
No, we had a bye week. They don't count.
Did not win a playoff game.
We still had a bye week. They are playing in the first weekend. Last year don't count, Corey. You just want to throw
win a playoff game
on the Titans.
I sure yes, you goddamn it's, right I am.
Whatever. Bengals versus the Ravens.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Corey got to leave, so we're jumping across there, and we're going to the Buccaneers versus the Cowboys. No. I know what Corey's doing. Corey's trying to draw out the time so we can skip that. I'm not doing that, Corey. I see what you're doing. No. Jump across that motherfucking bracket and go to the NFC, and we're talking about the Buccaneers versus the Cowboys before Corey
That's the
goes.
Monday night game. You talking about that later. Right?
Nah, Well, no, we talk about the Monday night game on Monday. No.
Number one, fuck right. Monday night football games in the playoffs. So you're going to have a short week now? Whoever wins is a short week? This is bullshit. You're already probably going to have to play the number one seed. You're going to have to play the number one seed on a short week? On the road? Like, come on, y'all. Get the fuck out of here. That's bullshit. Fuck the league for doing that. As a Cowboys fan in this 30-year-long toxic relationship, you have learned to keep your expectations and emotions at a certain level so that you are not then gravely disappointed.
Do you now?
When they inevitably fuck you over.
That's not the energy that was in the group chat last night.
Let that man.
All energy in the group chat. All energy in the group chat was focused on the Cowboys making the playoffs. That was the energy because the Titans and the Jets didn't. And I'm not wrong about that. We made the playoffs. Y'all didn't. Titans and the Jets were a combined 0-13 in their last 6-7 weeks. That
Corey,
is
who
not
you got?
Wrong.
Do you got who the you Buccaneers got or do you out. Got the Cowboys?
You know goddamn well I'm riding with the Cowboys. Rain, Dakota Prescott. Sir,
Damn.
You get your shit together. You do not. I already know how it's going to start. We're going to start off down 10-0 to 13-0. Don't you do that shit again. Every single big game, we fall behind early for no fucking reason.
And it's Tom.
Didn't they beat Tom 19-3?
That wasn't just. That was week one. It's the very first fucking week of the season. We know when that was. And niggas barely scored 19 points the rest of the fucking season after that until Mike Evans lost his whole entire mind. Dakota, get your shit right. Micah, I need at least 2 sacks.
Y'all ain't been getting to the quarterback lately like I used to either.
I understand that, but the Bucks O-line has been iffy, and they center got hurt again yesterday too, so we got a shot. We'll get Van Der Esch back. We're expected to get Van Der Esch back. That'll help us in the run, stopping the run some. And fuck it. No, I'm going to roll with the Cowboys. Even as iffy as we've been, Tampa has been even worse for the past month, aside from one game that it took Mike Evans running, putting up fucking Calvin Johnson numbers 1 week in order for them to sneak by the Panthers. I still think we're a better team than them. Had we been playing anybody else, I'd be inclined to pick the opposition. But what about the we can beat the Bucks. Team? We can beat the Bucks.
What about the other star on your team?
Tony Pollard's going to be just fine.
That's not who I was talking about.
Oh, my fault. My fault. You're right. The Pro Bowler. CeeDee Lamb. Going to be excellent. He's putting up numbers.
That's not who I was talking about either.
I don't know who else you're talking about because those are the stars of the fucking team. Those are the stars of the team.
There you go. There you go.
This is coming from a Jets fan, by the way, y'all.
But so what?
Ridiculous. You had to put up with this from a nigga A1 in butt. Man. I got the Cowboys, man. 24-20, man. What's up? Rolling like that. Straight like that. SMD, if you don't like it.
We're winning a game.
Wow.
This nigga is wild.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, all that energy for the Cowboys, I'm with all ridiculous. Of that, man. I'm with them. I'm going to ride with the shit, bro.
Wow.
I'm going down, bro. I'm going down with them. I ride with them. I'm going up if they go up, and I'm going down if they going down. That's how it goes.
Well,
been like that forever.
Because honestly, we can say all this stuff. I went through the exact same thing last year. I had low expectations. I was prepared, and then somehow, some way, as always happens, the Cowboys give you hope, and it's the most annoying thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. And when they give you hope, they're just gonna snatch
you always bite for it. It's like the fucking. It's like in the wrestling match, like, you know, oh, this is so-and-so's first title defense. You know damn well they ain't about to lose their first title defense. But God damn it, they get that one little spot in, and that dude hit his finisher, and you go, oh, maybe they win. No, that's the Cowboys in the playoffs. It's going to happen. I'm mentally prepared, and I'm still going to get roped in and lose my shit on Monday. I'm prepared for it.
Well, be mentally prepared to hold that L because you're facing Tom Brady in this playoff time. I got the Bucks 34-10. I'm sorry.
34-10?
Yep, 34-10. I think y'all getting waxed. Sorry.
I got the Bucks, bro.
21-20. Nigga, you gonna have to put some on that. Cases, money, some.
I throw a case on it. The score, like the score, like, nah, what are we doing? Like, so,
you were popping.
So what? I throw a case on it.
Definitely gonna have to. You go most definitely got to put something on that.
I said I throw a case. I throw a case on that.
Oh, a case on 34-10. No, you gonna need a couple of cases.
Look, nah, it's a case. I ain't doing that with you. It's a case of nothing, Skip.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
It's a case of nothing.
You got
Skip.
The ride, the Bucks. You got the Bucks too. All right, cool, man. What's the next game?
I got the Bucks 21-20. I got
all right.
What's Dak, 21-20. Dak throwing two picks and them losing on a blocked field goal. I want them to hurt.
Blocked field
goal. I want it to hurt.
Field goal.
That you don't even have to root for that. It's always going to hurt. Have you not watched how the Cowboys lose playoff games?
No. I want it to hurt. Bad.
Do you not remember how we lost
Gerard,
last
Gerard, year? Gerard, you, okay, I got you, Gerard. I see you. They would be fucked up. I'm not gonna lie. They'd be very fucked up. Cause like, out of all the ways we've lost, like we've had fumbled snaps before we even get a chance to even kick it. We've had drives like with few seconds left with Aaron Rodgers killing us. Like we've lost all different type of ways, but just a regular ass block field goal, it'd be like, bro, what the fuck, like, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. I want the pain. I want y'all to have that pain.
Gerard more mad.
I want y'all to have that damn pain.
I respect that more than that unrealistic 34-10 bullshit Malik talking about.
You sure that's unrealistic? For real?
Like very. That. Okay. Them niggas ain't scored 34 points on nobody in the last
It only means they do.
Talking about all you know is Mitchell White and not winning. That's all the fuck you know. You don't know shit about what's going on in football. You said you're talking about 34 points from niggas that ain't scored 19 in the last 3 weeks. What's the next game, man?
We're moving on. We got the Bengals versus the Ravens. The team in Washington.
They put up 26 on y'all with a fourth string quarterback, and I can't think that Tom Brady's going to score 34 next game. Whatever. Whatever.
Bengals versus the Ravens. Who you guys wrong with?
If Lamar's playing, I got Baltimore.
Lamar not playing another down in Baltimore.
Nah, I heard that it's strongly possible that he's playing for the playoffs.
I also saw that same thing. I think if Lamar plays, I really think they can beat the Bengals. I just think that's a good matchup. It's a divisional thing.
That's why we told you to tune into the show, Bobby. That was literally my comment.
So if Lamar plays, I think Baltimore upsets him. There's always one really big upset. I think this is it if Lamar plays. If Lamar don't play, Cincinnati squash him. But I think Lamar plays and Baltimore wins.
I got Cincinnati.
Right. I got to take Cincinnati just because. But I don't – it wouldn't it look bad on Lamar if he sat out for the playoffs?
No, because he hurt.
Well, but hold on.
If he can't play,
how long was he supposed to be out though?
It's week to week. They never gave a time. They never gave a time frame. It's week to week.
Man, listen,
Marcus, me and you on the same page, like, bro. If you healthy, bro, you kind of got to play. It's the playoffs.
He didn't tear nothing. He didn't tear nothing, right?
No. It's week to week.
And he's been out for like, how long is it? 6 weeks?
Like 4 weeks.
Four weeks? We know why he been out. We know.
He ain't got no contract. I'm not touching the field.
They not paying. He ain't playing. That's just what it is. They ain't paying. He ain't playing. Russell Wilson got
Lamar.
How much guaranteed?
That's nasty work, Lamar.
Blame Denver. Blame Cleveland. That's like 500 mil fully guaranteed, and I can't get no. Goddamn right, Lamar.
Come on,
get
Lamar,
your money.
It's playoff time.
Get your money right here. And plus, if he
would have bet on himself and play in the playoffs, and they win a Super Bowl, he's getting whatever he wants.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
I didn't say they were.
No, I'm giving you the story. Like,
yeah, I get that, but they're not winning the Super Bowl. So get paid, young nigga. Get paid.
If he wins this game, I mean, he should have already got it. But if he wins a game,
I'm with you, Malik. I don't like that nigga. That nigga don't play. I don't like that, bro. That's I'm
nasty.
Not gonna lie.
That's nasty.
Hey man,
playoff time. I get regular season. I get that, but.
Yeah, they gave you the season off. Like, go rest up.
Right, they didn't think they were making the playoffs. That's why it was kind of okay for him to sit. Like, people didn't expect them to make the playoffs. You're in. Lamar, you need to get your ass on the center. Play, bro. That like, nah.
Because you're under contract still. You're paid, nigga. So you go out there and you finish your contract up like a man. Get your ass out there and, man, suck it up and play in the playoffs. But, man, I got the big one either way. I don't give a fuck whether you play or not. But simply because he's been out and I don't know what he looked like coming back. Like, if it's questionable that he's coming back, whether he's going to play or not, we don't know if the nigga's going to be healthy enough to even run around enough. And we know that's his game. So I got the Bengals, nigga. They've been rolling.
Yeah, if he's not healthy, don't play. But if you healthy, bro... This playoff time, we gotta see. But I still got the Bengals just because I don't know.
Jumping over to the NFC, we got the Vikings and the Giants.
This game,
they had a goodie a few weeks ago, huh? The Vikings won because they kicked that 61-yard field goal.
I trust Daniel Jones slightly less than I trust Kirk Cousins, so I'm gonna edge the Vikings. But,
you talk about white Vic.
I'm going with the iciest quarterback.
That's what they call him. Right? I ain't call him that.
I'm going with the iciest. I'm going with the iciest. Vanilla Vic. I'm going with the iciest quarterback in the league. All right.
I probably gonna roll with the Vikings only because they at home and they always seem to at least pull out wins at home, except to get up. But I'm gonna roll with the Vikings on a close one because I think the Giants gonna come in a little confident knowing that their game was close and they really won on that fluke ass field goal. So I think they'll come in confident. It'll be a little closer than what we think. But I got Minnesota win.
I'm gonna choose the Giants.
I'm gonna choose the Vikings because it's the Giants. Something might happen.
I want to see
an NFC East NFC Championship game.
Oh, that's not gonna happen anyway.
I know, but that's what I'm gonna go with.
Even if that were to happen, they're gonna be playing the damn Eagles. They'd be playing the Eagles unless the Seahawks won.
So you just counting your team out from this.
No, I'm saying that if the Giants win, the one seed plays the lowest available seed, which would be the Giants.
Oh.
Unless Seattle beats the 49ers and then they'll play.
Exactly.
I still want to see that.
I have no desire. It's
the NFC East, man. We know how that go.
So we got the next game in the AFC. We got the Bills versus the Dolphins.
You are doing a lot. These next two games don't need an explanation. These next two games do not.
I don't think we got to talk about these.
No.
They don't, Corey?
No.
Well, the Dolphins, of course not. We're
not talking about the Bills Dolphins game. We're talking about the other game. We not? We don't have that energy?
Oh, shit.
The New York GOAT has already proven it. The New York GOAT has already proven himself by getting them to the playoffs.
San Francisco won like 10 straight. No.
San Francisco's scary.
What are you talking about?
San Francisco is a problem.
It's the playoffs. It's time to come down to reality. It's been fun. It's been real. Gino,
I give you your flowers, bro. You got him to the playoffs.
He had a great year. He had a great year.
You had a great year.
He had a great year.
Can you make Pro Bowl too?
This shit is over, Gino. I ain't gonna lie to you. D49ers are serious, bro. Like D49ers is so serious. They are winning with a third string rookie quarterback.
In fairness, that third string rookie quarterback has looked as good as Jimmy G has ever looked in the Niners uniform.
If Jimmy G play another down in San Francisco, nigga, we'll be shocked, nigga. I don't think that is even a question. This guy is the real deal, I guess. He ain't fucking it up. 10 straight. They are wilding right now. They have
a deep playoff run with him. They getting rid of him, man. What do you do with Trey Lance at this point? Like, Jesus Christ.
Ah, shit, I forgot about Trey. Well, Trey, I guess you're back to backup you go. Back to number two you go, brother.
Right. Trade him. Get all them picks back you got for him. Trade him. Somebody need a quarterback.
We'll what did he? Well, it depends on his value. What's his value? He didn't really show much when he was out there.
We got a second round pick.
He had one game. He had one game and he hurt his ankle. Like, he broke his ankle the first game.
We got a second round pick ready for him.
Man, that's either that sounds like you either going to be a number two or you getting traded for a fifth round pick.
We give him Zach Wilson for him.
We all got the Bills though.
Yeah,
I
got the Bills, a lot.
So
we all got the 49ers.
Yes,
and a lot.
I don't want to say in a lot, but I think they're gonna win.
I think the 49ers only in by a touchdown.
I got them at least by two touchdowns.
If Geno,
they at home
is
too,
within
man.
A score. If they are within a score, that man really is New York GOAT. I don't give a fuck because the Niners should blow these niggas the fuck out. This should not be close.
It shouldn't be, but we'll see. We'll see. Moving on to the NBA All-Star voting results.
I got to get out of here because I got to watch my team beat your team without LeBron. So
not going to happen, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Jokic number one in MVP voting right now. Jokic number one in MVP voting right now.
Oh, like the odds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Tatum is ahead of the other two, all three of the people that you put in front of him in the All-Star.
Well, he's fourth. Front court.
Huh?
He's fourth.
He's ahead of Durant.
No, he's not.
KD's three.
Oh, he's ahead of Embiid. He's ahead of Embiid, excuse me.
Yeah.
There you go. He should still be there. I rest my case. So my picks, according to the MVP odds, my picks are right.
I mean, according to the MVP odds are different from the All-Stars. The All-Stars has him on the bench. So
it's like 30,000. It's the first returns. It's like 30,000 votes. It could be made up very quickly. No big deal. Either way, I got to get out of here. Fuck the Titans. Y'all ain't shit.
We not in the playoffs. We on
you
the
had
couch
one
chilling.
We know. You had one job.
We on the couch chilling. It. And y'all picked the Titans last week. And I told y'all not to.
Because we wanted to embarrass you because you said ain't nobody worried about the Chargers. We wanted the Chargers to smoke. And now you really don't have to worry about the Chargers.
Technically, I'm still right because I don't have to worry about the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm right because y'all ain't shit. He's still got another week at least to do that. So.
Yeah, you got all the time in the world to make videos.
Yeah, I do.
You got all the time in the world. Continuing to make videos, we'll keep playing in the playoffs.
Do not lose next week. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. I'm prepared.
I'm not going to be here.
I hate all of y'all. It's all good.
I'm calling in. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm calling in, isn't it?
No. I ain't gonna be here next week. So, right, I hate all y'all except Marcus. I might try to pop back on if I get a chance. That is all. Mouth this bitch.
Enjoy the Lakers, man, bro.
All right, man. So, All Star ballots, first round, the first returns have came back. Do y'all have any problems with the West? Starting with the West, you have any problems with any of the votes right now?
Let me see. Front court. LeBron.
Looking LeBron's up going with Andrew Wiggins being up there is kind of crazy, especially up.
He hasn't played all year.
He hasn't played like a big chunk of the year. Klay Thompson being five over Dame Lillard is kind of crazy, but whatever. And I know somebody else is going to hate, so I don't even want to hear his mouth. You need to shut up. I don't want to hear it though. I don't even want to hear it. But Lauri Markkanen definitely should be a lot higher. Like he's been
crazy
good this year. Like he's been very, very good. And by the way, we beat them the other day, but he kicked our ass. Like he was dunking on niggas. He's another dude, bro. Like he's a whole nother dude. And I don't know if it's whether or not we didn't give him enough time or we didn't give him the reins. I don't know what it is. But he is. That nigga is balling in Utah for real.
This is fan voting, right?
Yeah, it's a fan vote. Yeah, they're gonna have to get rid of this soon, though. Like,
has AD played enough games to be an all-star?
He had a monster like run.
I know he had a monster stretch, but
yeah, that's probably what did it. Like, he was really, really good before he got hurt. But yeah, I don't know though. I don't know. That, yeah, Zion too. Like, Zion been kind of in and out the lineup, but always, as always.
But Zion just went out the Zion just went out the lineup with a hamstring, but
like last week.
I think Zion should be up there for real. I think Lowry should be a little higher. I think Paul and Kawhi, because the rest of the 8, 9, and 10 was like niggas that don't play at all. Like Kevon Looney was up there.
That's what I be talking about with the fans be just doing bullshit. I think Austin Reeves is there. Yeah, he's like number 9. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, fans. Like, y'all gotta relate. I like Austin Reeves and all, but y'all gotta
Draymond Green is 8 in the front court.
Yeah, you got to relate.
Kawhi is 9. And relax. Kevon Looney is 10.
Come on.
Like Sabonis don't play in the West. Like,
I forgot about Sabonis though. So
double,
I said,
double, double, by the way. Like, that's not double, bad. Double, it's like, what's double, double? Like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Like Sabonis.
That's what happened when you play in Sacramento, man. I know it's my job to know these things, but I totally forgot about Sabonis. So
that's a fact. And the fucked up part is Sacramento is actually playing very, very, very good.
And the fact that he's 5th in MVP voting right now, too, by the way.
He's 5th?
He's 5th.
Yeah, he's 5th.
It's respect.
That shows some of these fans don't be watching basketball, bro. It's just vote for their favorites.
But another thing though, you also gotta blame the league on this. They gotta expand their exposure to the league, and they gotta stop putting the same teams on every game. You got Sacramento playing well. Put them on TV sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Utah playing well. Put Utah on TV so people can see Lori Markkanen get 30 a night. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta kind of put some of these teams in a position to where they can show these guys off so the fans can see them, because they do see LeBron, Jokic, Curry, Luka, Morant. See them every night. They don't even really see Shai Gilgeous because they don't put OKC on TV, but he killing.
Yo, the most crazy one to me though is, why does Ja only have 900,000 votes? Like, do people like hate the Grizzlies? Like, yo,
yes, that is one of the things, bro. Them niggas hate them niggas because they cocky as hell.
They're cocky, so a lot of people do hate them. But this is the thing though, when you talking all star though, you would think Ja Morant is the nigga you want to see go crazy. Like, he's flying around in regular season games. What you think he gonna do in an all star game?
Right.
Yeah, I think what you gotta think about, Steph Curry is fan favorite. So that's one.
He could play one Luka game, he'd be up there. Like, we know that.
Luka got the country of Slovenia on his back. So you gotta think about all them people voting over there and shit.
Not to mention we voting for him over here too.
Yeah, and then
that nigga,
I'm voting for Luka.
But
what I'm saying is though, Ja just got Americans, bro. Like, Luka got a whole other country voting for him too.
Well, Ja got a shoe that's about to drop with Nike, so maybe that changed.
Yeah, he got the Kyrie 2.0s.
They giving him all the shoes to release the Kyrie.
just put another logo on it, man.
Hey, Johnny, he's yours now.
Yeah, here you go, John.
All right, so with the guards, the only problem I have with this guard list is Russell and Thompson. I really do think Dane should be like 5. Hello?
Boy, time froze for a minute.
Hello? Anybody there?
Okay.
Russell plays on the bench, bro. Like, what are we doing? And Clay ain't been Clay. Clay had one big monster 54-point game, and that's it. Like, Dame is still being Yeah, but he's still doing.
Russ is pretty consistent off the bench, though. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I can kind of see why people would like to see Russ. He's back to being Russ. He's coming off the bench, but he's kind of Do you see the numbers he put up?
Yeah, I see the numbers. He don't play.
He put up numbers. He put up numbers that be crazier than niggas that start sometimes.
He don't play bench minutes though. Like, he just come off the bench.
On some real shit, I'm happy. Other than, like, if we could get away from on the court, I'm happy to see Russell's name up there after the season he had last year. I'm gonna have to give Russ props.
Was real high on his name.
Real high. I'm just happy to see Russ's name up there, whether it's starter, bench, whatever, bro. You doing your thing, Russ. Congrats, man. Thank you for saving your career. Jesus Christ.
He's been balling off the bench. I can't lie. I'm scared to see what will happen if they ever put him in the start lineup again.
And the last three guards in the West right now, in at the top 10, you got Devin Booker, Austin Reeves, and Jordan Poole.
Why they put Jordan Poole in there?
He's 10.
Should be like 15th or 20th.
Like De'Aaron Fox don't play in the West.
I think Jordan get that look, like, you just like I was talking about Ja, he flashy a little bit. Maybe niggas just fuck with this shit because he do got some swag on his game. And I like Jordan Poole, but I ain't got the nigga top 10 in guards or all star.
Me neither.
I don't know about that. I like Jordan Poole though. He's nice.
He alright. He ain't playing up to his contract. I mean, he alright.
Nah, because they need that boy right now. They need that boy right now.
It's okay. Steph going to be back tomorrow. He practiced in full today.
Yeah, he practiced full. Back on the bench. he'll be right back in that six-man mode.
Yep. Put him back on the bench. We know what you look like as a starter. We might re-sign Clay. Like, that's where we at with that bullshit. Like,
if they re-sign Clay, bro, after this shit, that's nasty, Jordan. You might end up in Minnesota in a couple years.
And Draymond, too. We got to free Draymond.
Got to get rid of somebody, but the nigga got his money.
Somebody got to go.
Andrew Wiggins going to be gone, too. They ain't going to be able to sign all these niggas. Yeah,
Draymond want a match.
They didn't pay Andrew yet. That's right.
Yeah, they ain't paying him yet.
He better get his ass on the court.
He came back last night. He didn't do shit, but he came back.
Nah, but I still think they're getting rid of Draymond. Did y'all hear about what Gilbert Arenas said about him? Mm-hmm. He said they leaked. He said the Warriors leaked that. It wasn't the Warriors leaked that. You got a contract situation coming up. You need a He's beloved. He's a champion. You need reasons to be like, hey, it's either, hey, this is the reason why we're getting rid of him, or hey, this is why we can't pay you this much. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they did, because I don't know, but he was like, friends and stuff like that, they don't shoot practice videos. That comes from the organization. The organization owns everything. Because if you leak that, the organization could then sue you for that.
That make a lot of sense. The fact that they gave it up so quick to TMZ is like, yeah, they definitely had to just set that up. That makes sense.
I get it.
I would definitely roll with that theory.
Yeah, I didn't even think, when we talked about it, I didn't even think that the Warriors would do some shit like that. But
I mean, business.
They sold it. The person that sold that they had to take, they sold it. So we knew our rip some bullshit was going on.
Damn. You ain't hear about nobody getting sued? No.
Right. It was no repercussions of it. It was just like they was looking into seeing who did it, and like we never heard of like what they found or nothing.
True that.
Damn.
Jump into the East. The East front court, which we talked about last week.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems accurate. Kyle Kuzma's real high.
Kyle Kuzma's number seven is wild. What
Kyle Kuzma high?
Like, why? All right, Kyle Kuzma is cool. He's cool for
why. Kyle Kuzma over Kristaps? 16,
17. Kristaps been balling.
What?
Kristaps been balling.
And LaMelo ball over there at number seven for the guards. Man, he ain't even been playing. Like,
he played like one game.
He been back for like a couple of weeks. He been out with the ankle injury for a long time.
I totally agree with you. Jalen Brunson should definitely be on this list.
And up there high,
he's four. Okay. Oh, no, that's Brown. My bad.
No, it's Jalen Brown.
Why is James Harden up there? Jesus Christ. But anyway, on the front court side, Jimmy Butler, five. Pascal Siakam, six.
I agree with everything on the top four. Now top four, I agree with everything under there. That shit wild. All
right, so Pascal at six, Kyle at seven, which I think that's too high. I think Kristaps should be up there more than Kyle should be up there.
For sure.
Number eight, and I think he should be a little bit higher too, in my opinion. Like, I really think he should be like five. And that is Paolo Banchero.
We know about him, but this is fan voting. Like, the Magic don't get a lot of
prime time
anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really
a lot of day highlights you'll see on Bleacher Report. That's how you see Bobo. Bleacher Report.
Shout out Bobo should be on there. Shout out Bobo, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, that nigga averaged 12 points. The nigga that's really carrying the team averages 23.
Man, Kyle Kuzma averaged 12 points. He number seven. Nah, I think Kyle averaged about 17. Something like that.
Yeah. Nick Claxton is nine.
Nah, that's wild.
And Jared Allen is 10.
Nick Claxton's actually playing pretty well. I wouldn't have him nine. Like, I get that. But
Jared Allen is he's cool, but like, I'm trying to think of somebody else in the East, like, forward wise, other than the top four. That
Julius Randle, they shitted on him. Oh my god. Julius. Yo, I'm sorry, Julius. You do deserve to be on this list too, but damn.
Oh, Julius.
Damn, they put Nick Claxton over you, Julius.
Julius, they fucked you over, my nigga, for real.
Julius, my God. Wow.
Oh, no. Nah, I didn't know they put Nick Claxton over you, my nigga. That's sick.
Fell from top 10 and not mention at all.
To not even mention at all.
God damn, boy.
Wow, so that means this nigga didn't even get 100,000 votes.
Nah.
Sick. Nah.
Yo, man, New York, y'all hate Julius
let's
that
do
much?
Away with this shit. Let's do away with the fan voting for real. Let's do away with it. Oh,
wait a minute. They get
disrespectful at this point, and y'all niggas just picking your favorites. Y'all ain't watching the game for real. Like, get the fuck out of here with this fan voting shit, man. That's disrespectful, man. Nick Claxton is the number nine. Julius Randle hit 40 the other night, man.
Julius Randle not getting 100,000 votes with billions of Knicks fans is crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I'm thinking I'll rip the Knicks fan base to get him top five or six.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, yo.
Damn. He can't crack the top 10?
Good dish.
Damn, nah, that's fucked up.
I'd vote for you, Julius, but I gotta keep this KD thing alive. So,
if that nigga is number one,
I gotta keep this KD thing alive for my credibility, Julius. I'm sorry, I'd vote for you, my guy, but I can't.
But yeah, though, like, I don't know, the fan voting, yeah. Like, honestly, top five forwards in the front court in the East. Paolo has to be top five right now. Even though he a rookie, top five easily.
I think he definitely deserved to be top. Yeah, I guess top five, not bad. Definitely in the top. Between the six and seven range to me. I'm going to put Julius at number five to be real because I've seen Julius have a nice stretch. Especially when they went on the little win streak, he had a nice stretch when he was playing well. I ain't seen that out of Jimmy. Like, Jimmy going crazy like that. I've seen games Jimmy go crazy. He had a few, but top five, I don't know about that.
He did miss a game-winning layup yesterday, too. They say he got five, but whatever.
I don't know. Every time I see Paolo's stats, it's him doing something crazy. And I sat down and I watched him play against Memphis the other night. And he put up.
I'm gonna catch a Magic game sometime.
Like the nigga's nice. The nigga's nice.
He's over Nick Claxton. He's over Jared Allen. Who was eight?
Who was eight?
Yeah.
Paolo. Paolo's eight.
Well, he's close, Durant. Okay. It's not right. Okay, yeah. He's close.
Okay, I thought he wasn't.
He's playing better than Kuzma and Siakam.
I don't know if he's playing better than Siakam for real.
I don't know Siakam. Ain't they 12?
The team is trash. No, the team is trash.
Siakam not.
But Siakam's balled out in prime time though. You got to think about that.
It's Van Fleet that been struggling shooting.
Kyrie took his soul. Man, I didn't say he was better than Julius.
Over on the guard side, the god,
yeah. Respect Kyrie. Let's go, my nigga.
It's number one.
Well deserved.
He should be though.
Well deserved.
Kyrie
one,
should
bro.
Be out there. Like, well get on all the off the court shit.
All
Kyrie has been balling.
When Kyrie came back, he came back on some bullshit. Shout out to Kyrie. For real.
Hell yeah! Shout out to Kyrie Irving. Donovan Mitchell, of course.
Hey, yeah. I seen it up close to personal. Hey, he's an all star.
Now,
at least for one night, he was.
Jaylen Brown should definitely be over James Harden.
For sure.
That's a fact. I'm with you on that. Now,
You can do what you want.
Yeah, you can kind of roll the dice with whatever you want.
No, you can't. After you put Kyrie, you put Donovan Mitchell, you put Jaylen.
You put Jaylen Brown.
I'd even put Jalen Brunson over Harden, to be real with you.
There we go. That's who I got. That's exactly who I had for my number four. I was going to say, bro, fuck them niggas that up there. I got Brunson above Harden and whoever else. Then after I'm biased, so I'm not even going to hold up. Let me slow down because I was finna pick DeMar just off rip, but hold up.
Who you taking out? If you putting Brunson on, because Brunson's not on the list. So right now, you got LaMelo
Ball. That's easy.
LaMelo. All
right.
Easy pick.
He goes
on. Derrick Rose.
Okay, Derrick got to go. Derrick got to go. LaMelo. Keep LaMelo because Derrick got to go.
You damn near can keep LaMelo with Derrick, because Derrick playing like 12 minutes a game. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Like, they voting for everybody in Brooklyn. That's what's going on. Y'all Knicks fans ain't low. Like, y'all Knicks fans kill me up here for talking about the Nets all the time. And y'all sitting here voting for them. Come the fuck on, man. Like, that's where all the votes is coming from. Look at them votes. Look at them. That's New York.
That's all NYC.
All right, so.
Does everybody else hate Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant? That's all New York.
these niggas really voted for Derrick Rose and ain't say shit about Julius Randle. I'm so sick of y'all niggas, man. That's wild.
Knicks fans is crazy, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man.
So right now, after LaMelo, you got Tyrese Halliburton, which I think should be top five.
Definitely.
Derrick Rose. And,
top five?
Yeah.
How you got James Harden?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Have you seen this nigga play?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
He top 10 in MVP voting, by the way. I just want to throw that out there.
Respect to him.
He like eight. Argue with him. He like 8 or 9.
I ain't gonna argue with
him. And Darius
Garland. So Darius Garland cooked him though, so maybe he hurt him a little bit.
And you got Darius Garland at 10. I think Darius should be a little higher. So I'm thinking
he was hurt for a while though.
But he been off and on, so yeah, mm-hmm. That's why. All right, so I think Trey should be a little bit lower too. Trey's shooting percentage this year has been horrible.
The team is horrible.
Trey might be getting traded soon in the offseason.
I don't think they trade him. They should, but I don't think they trade him. Because he's going to want out anyway.
Oh, a trade is that. Get you something for him. Don't let him walk for free.
The thing about Trey, though, is how can you not like Nate McMillan? Like, nobody likes you. Like, nobody likes you. Like, Nate don't fuck with you. They about to trade John Collins because him and Trey don't get along. Like, you can't blow up your franchise while he's having this type of year. This I got you. Knicks fans got the stats on Trey and everything. They hate that nigga. That's crazy.
Them niggas hate Trey, fool. But nah, man, I don't think
Trey. Who's 8, 9, and 10? You said Derek's 8.
Nah, Halliburton's 8.
Derek's 9.
Derek's 9 and Garland's 10.
Okay. So who's not on that list?
Derrick Rose definitely not on that list.
No. Who's not on that list that should be on that list is what I meant. Well, except for Jalen Brunson. That's the obvious one. Is there anybody else?
Other than Jalen Brunson, guard-wise? In the East?
And I missed it. Who was 8, 9, and 10?
Garland. I mean, 8 is Halliburton, 9 is Rose, and Garland is 10.
Damn, Jalen Brunson ain't get 100,000 votes.
Boy, they don't like them Knicks niggas, bro.
Damn, Zach LaVine didn't make that bitch. Damn. Zach LaVine didn't fucking make that bitch, nigga. Not that I got him like, well, he balling lately, but he ain't been playing at an all-star level, but I got him over Derrick Rose, LaMelo Ball.
I could kind of see LaMelo up there just because of his popularity, but Derrick Rose is wild to me.
Yeah.
That boy ain't getting no playing time. Like,
he ain't
trust
even
me,
playing.
No playing time. Like,
I don't think, other than Jalen Brunson, I don't see any guards that I think should be up there in the East. None of the guards in Orlando, they all too young. Nobody else in Charlotte. Bradley Beal, I don't even know if he still play for Washington.
I mean, shit, if you got LaMelo Ball up there.
Yeah, you gotta Bradley Beal should be up there on popularity alone, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, shit, you got LaMelo up there. Like, you can't play.
You got LaMelo, you got D Rose, like, come on. And Garland definitely deserved to be higher than
what
LaMelo Ball. Yeah, for sure.
It's because he's playing Cleveland.
Well, LaMelo is popular amongst every young kid out here.
Trust me, my son cannot stop talking about him. And that's why I was like, I could kind of see the LaMelo Ball one. Like,
shit. Ain't nobody else in fucking, like, would you put Marcus Smart over any of these niggas? No.
You better not put Marcus Smart over that. I will slap the shit out of you.
Like, you know, it's even crazier. Caruso got all this love when he was in L.A. He ain't getting no love out here in Chicago like that.
Look, I saw the highlights from the Chicago game.
He been getting cooked so much, bro. That nigga's an
yeah. Yeah, Caruso been getting cooked lately.
No more Caruso.
He was getting the votes when he was getting steals and shit, but now that he's been getting, he got to guard everybody's favorite player and then go over here and guard the second favorite player. He's just bound to get cooked every night, and it's happening.
When we do players of the week, y'all will see. Because I trust me, I watched the highlights.
I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it. I'm just saying, you know,
I'm talking to the viewers, nigga. I know you seen it. I'm talking to them. You'll see why Caruso not on there.
Fred VanVleet. I don't think he should be up there either. Like that's what I'm saying. So like no guards. Who else can be on this list?
Other than Zach LaVine, brother.
That's it.
Like Jalen Brunson is the only one that I see like, yeah, he should be up here. But everybody else, roll of the dice, dog. Roll of the fucking dice.
Sorry.
Roll of the fucking dice, man. All right, man. Who you guys got for y'all NBA players of the week, man?
So in the East, I got my guy, Zach LaVine, 29-5, 4.5, including, 41 the other night, 11 trades in this game right here. You know what I'm saying? It's going crazy. In the West, I had LeBron, man. Who else? Like, nigga is old and he is still wilding. You know what I'm saying?
Zach LaVine has been balling the past couple of weeks. He said he's starting to feel like himself. Is it because him and DeMar squashed their beef, or somebody finna get traded?
I
think he playing for trade value. To be honest with you,
which is cool. He ain't getting traded as long as he playing like this.
You gonna hold the man hostage?
Damn right. He ain't going nowhere playing like this. Need 11 threes on Philly for just no reason. Like, what? Nah. Then came right back with 36 the next night, man. He ain't going nowhere, man.
Sorry. You said in the West you got LeBron?
Yeah, I got LeBron in the West, man. This old man just been just smoking shit, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of him.
Look at him, bro.
But he here. But look at this man, dog. Look at him. He's still that's year 20, man. What the fuck?
35, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists a game this week. Like this past week. That's wild for year 20.
But
that boy came back from his birthday and wild out.
If I'm being negative, this is bad on the Lakers. He shouldn't be doing this. And he shouldn't have to be. He shouldn't have to do this. He shouldn't have to do this. Like, he should not really have to do this, bro. Like, his man is a year 20, bro. He's supposed to be chilling right now, bro. Look what he's doing. What do he got to do?
He going 105.
He's going 105, man. Shit. I don't see the 7-60 average. I don't see it. Pull up.
Yeah. Face get to pick sweep through.
Yo, it's crazy. Like I'm watching, it's crazy because they really just be bouncing off of LeBron. Like you really can't do nothing with this man.
You can't do nothing with him, bro. When he decides to go to the basket, bro, what you gonna do? Foul him?
He gonna go make his free throws.
Foul him or let him go?
Look at him.
Look at that, bro. What are you doing with that? Man's old doing this.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And he literally like was the only guy in the West that was wilding this week for real. So like, other than Jokic had a pretty decent week, but I think he had a game off or something. LeBron missed a game when he didn't play. That was it.
Jokic had a game where we beat the Clippers and he had 13 points. Yeah. He had like 3 points in the first half.
LeBron had a game where he just didn't play. The other games he played, he was doing this type shit.
Yeah. Jokic just out there, bro. Jokic just out there just being Jokic. But
we ain't talking about Jokic right now.
I had LeBron as one of my players of the week this week, too. So
that was pretty much unanimous on the
way. Yeah. Corey had Bron too. And that boy was wilding. Bron is in year 20. Bron was wilding. His son, Bronny, was wilding. Them niggas is just wild, a whole wild family. Even Bryce got in on the action, but Bronny had an East Bay dunk on a fast break.
Yeah, I think he had 22 in that game too. If
and he's efficient. Like, I don't, bro.
Yeah, them niggas nice, man. I don't want to hype him because I ain't seen the full game of him yet. So I'll be seeing highlights of him.
I've seen a full game.
I want to see him. I want to see him.
I want to see him up close though. I want to see him
right
like, close.
Good luck getting them tickets.
He came to Memphis over Christmas break, and they said that gym was packed, and he had 19 points and played in 16. He had 19 points in 16 minutes.
Well, they don't play as many minutes in high school games, so that makes sense. Yeah.
No, they be blowing niggas out. That's why Bryce be getting in the game. Bryce a freshman.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm.
They was up 60 on the niggas the other day when he did that goddamn East Bay dunk. But my Eastern Conference Player of the Week is Donovan Spider Mitchell.
Fuck him.
This right here, this man put up 71 last week, bro.
Is this could highlight y'all half the show? I guess y'all.
He's going 71.
He scored 71, and I'm really upset that he didn't play against Denver the other night because I really wanted to see that. But
you did?
No, you did.
I don't think you wanted to see that, Gerard.
Gerard, I just watched the highlights, and I was. I saw the game. You don't want to see that.
I wanted to see him play. Now, I like seeing stars play. Like I don't like the whole rest days that they be taking, but
I like seeing stars play too. I just don't really want stars to play like this against my squad.
I refuse to watch Donovan Mitchell play.
why do you refuse to watch him play, bro?
Because it hurts. You should be throwing this in with the Knicks. It hurts.
You sound like Stephen A.
It hurts. I don't want to see him play. I know they balling out. I know
you sound like Stephen A.
balling. I'm not dumb. God. I know they balling, but nah, I can't watch him and then go watch a nigga's game and watch RJ Barrett stink it up. I'm good. Good on that. I don't want to see that, man. I know Donovan cooking over there. You got it, bro. You got it. I didn't even watch the highlights for this game. I didn't want to see it. I was talking shit to Marcus about it and still didn't see the highlights until I had to clip him up. It hurts, man. I don't want to see that. Yeah, Bron was my Western Conference Player of the Week. That was unanimous. Donovan Mitchell scoring 71. How could I not give him Player of the Week? I mean, bro, you average 37 for the week, dog. Like, what? clear Player of the Week to me. So, proud of Marcus, though. I thought he picked LaVine to be petty. He probably did, but he didn't make that point.
No, I actually just picked him because he been how he played against Philly, and then the 36 the following week. I mean, following game. I wasn't being petty at all, but good Lord. I literally forgot about Donovan Mitchell because I knew he did the 71, but I wasn't gonna pick him anyway. But I don't know. I took the 71 out of my mind though. Like I was like, I wasn't even looking at Cleveland after a while. Like, nah, I'm cool.
But yeah, man. This is the Players of the Week, dog. I think this is the first time we all had a unanimous Player of the Week in the West.
I don't think so. Unless we was on some petty shit.
When all right,
so you might be right. Shit. You might be right. You not thought about it. You might be right.
When are we not on petty shit, bro?
You might be right.
But, yeah, man. It was a slow week in sports this week other than, you know, first of all, well, I didn't say it at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to say it now. Shout out to DeMar Hamlin, bro. Boy got released today. Headed back to the crib. Headed back to the crib for real. Yeah. Good to see that, dog. Anything interesting else happened this week that y'all want to touch on before we get up out of here?
Let me ask y'all a question, though, about just before we get off of Damar Hamlin. What did y'all think of Skip's tweet? Because I see, like, I kind of wanted to touch on it just because I see, like, people's perception. Like, I see how people, like, oh, if you read the tweet, it's not that bad and da-da-da-da-da. So I wanted to get, before I said what I thought, I wanted to see what y'all thought about Skip's tweet.
I thought it was out of bounds personally because I thought he had long enough to see what was going on and nothing at that moment mattered, nothing but the man's life. So I felt like anything other than that was out of bounds. That's just me, yo.
When I saw it, I kind of got what Skip was saying, but I think sometimes being silent is the best option to go because it make you look like you don't care about that human right there. Like, you know, make you seem like you don't care about Damar. But I think that, like, what I saw, when I saw it, I was thinking, like, how he was, I could see how he was thinking, how, what he was saying, like, how he was trying to say it. Like, he was like, yo, what are we going to do about the playoffs type deal? Like, when that should have been on the back burner, not mm-hmm. the first thing that came out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, it's also some people that thought the same way. Like, Skip wasn't the only one that tweeted some shit like that, but Skip is the biggest talking face that tweets some shit like that.
Yeah, it was like a it was an ESPN writer that was on the, they actually retweeted it, and then he co-signed it by saying he said, yeah, there's so many money, too many people betting, so the game got to go on. So when he started getting killed, he deleted it, and then he posted, like, yeah, prayers up for Damar Hamlin. But he misspelled Damar Hamlin's name, so they just continued to kill him. So like, but the Gerard point, like, yeah, it was people that was like, they echoed that sentiment. I just felt like, I just know, like, look, when I was in the break room, because it was a storm going on, so, like, we came in the break room, and I just seen, like, the guys talking, I didn't know what was going on. I went on Twitter and tweeted and typed his name to see what was going on. When I seen him faint, that scared. I ain't seen that in football. So, like, to me, I'm like, look, that's enough. Fuck football. Fuck the game. I see the players and how they reacted. Like, don't nothing else really matter. Like, just make sure that man is all right and pray for that man. That's it. Fuck the game. We don't give a fuck about how the game's gonna end, about the playoffs and all that shit. We'll deal with this shit later. Y'all gonna get y'all money, NFL.
Right.
And that's another story. I thought that was sick too about the NFL. That's another story.
Right, right. All right, so here's my position. Especially because I posted about it and people were like, well, if you read the tweet, it's not that bad. Here's what y'all fail to realize. Skip isn't a regular person tweeting. That's a man with, and this is coming from somebody that's in school to do what Skip does. They teach you not to do that. Period. They teach you how to recognize a sensitive situation and to not necessarily state the obvious in a situation, especially when it comes to life or death, that would be considered insensitive. A lot of sportscasters go against what Skip said. It's not about how he said it. It's the fact that Skip, without how long he's been in the business, knew damn well that's not something that you should say in a moment like that. You just say, hey, prayers up to Damar Hamlin. I hope he's okay. We don't care about you reporting on what's going to happen with this game. There's a guy that's about to die on the field. We don't need you to be analytical here. It's not what the fans need. We could talk about that after the game or the day. You had a show tomorrow. You could have said that on the show yesterday, the show the next day. Nobody would have killed you for it. But to say that in that moment, mm-hmm.
with all the experience that you have and the things that you were taught, only reason why you posted what you posted at the end of the tweet was to cover up the savage shit that you said before that. I can't give Skip the benefit of the doubt on that, because we've seen Skip be insensitive too many times. And y'all know I've defended Skip on a lot of shit. But to do that, especially with knowing how we're taught as sportscasters and journalists to recognize sensitive situations and to pull back from that, to be humans in the moment, and you chose to go ahead and be a reporter?
Yeah.
Nah, I can't rock with that. We can't read. Stop posting, oh, y'all can't read. Y'all need to read the tweet, read it fundamental. We can read totally fine. But you gotta think below the surface on stuff like that. Especially when it comes to a guy like Skip. If it was somebody else, somebody that don't have the credentials Skip got, cool, I got it. Whatever. I'm not worried about that. Whatever. You trying to be a reporter. But for Skip to do that? No. And then when Shannon, and what was really telling to me was Shannon not showing up for work the next day. That told me everything I needed to know.
Right.
Because Shannon not even that type of dude to not come to work, no matter what Skip say.
Right.
Facts.
And then to interrupt his monologue? Yo, Skip on one, man. I don't know what's going on with Skip. But hey, bro, we saw that show with Shannon not up there. That was the worst show I've seen in years.
Yeah, he was up there floundering up there. Like, he was up there.
It was crazy.
That motherfucker said, somebody said, man, LeBron can turn a skeptic into a fan. Bruh, you have spent the last 20 years
killing
LeBron ass, and it took a regular Sunday night game, which is another thing that you always shit on LeBron for. When he plays well on any regular night, you just say, oh, yeah, he's just playing such and such on a regular night. So now all of a sudden, you see the light. LeBron is the GOAT now. Because on Sunday, after I tweeted this bullshit, I can come on here by myself and say, oh, yeah, I'm a fan. Man, look, man, Skip better get this shit together, man. Like I said, I tweeted this too. Shannon is a man of honor. You can tell.
I got so he's much gonna, respect for Shannon.
So he's going to finish up his contract, and he's going to honor that. But if it was anybody else, bro, Skip, not only would Skip not have a co-host, Skip might have ice on his eye after when they came back from a commercial break. Like,
Skip could have had ice on his eye when he told him he was jealous of Tom Brady because Tom Brady better than him.
I defended that. That's what's crazy. It was like, I was like, oh, that's just regular banter between them and their relationship.
They do that, right? Because he's done that before on the show. They had that argument, but it never got as deep as it did, where he's like literally telling him, like, nah, Tom is better than you. You ain't, like, he's really shitting on Shannon, telling him like he ain't nothing. Like, that ain't never, he ain't never went that deep into it.
Right.
So it was a different layer. Now it's like, oh, okay, you really don't respect him for real when it comes to like, you really don't. Like,
Skip be getting cooked.
Like, he's really your coworker.
For real.
And he's really your coworker. And what be happening Skip is be getting be cooked, your bro. Ass up so bad, you have to go that deep and get personal. Because he's telling the truth. All he said was Tom Brady has been bad this year. Not only was that showing, video was showing. Watch the game. I can't rock with Shannon. Shannon be cooking Skip. Shannon get that paper
and he be Skip.
And you know that Skip got to get cooked because Skip be over there doing this.
Shannon be cooking. Unc be up there. Skip. So tell me this, Skip. LeBron James, you know what?
You know what? Never mind. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that. Look. You be like, damn, man, he cooking this nigga, Skip. Skip just be sitting there.
So you mean to tell me?
That's why I'm mad about the personal shot because I know he be cooking Skip.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I was like, I'm not. Hey, look, sometimes you just throw. We do it in the group chat all the time.
We go below the belt when we be hurt, man.
We get cooked. Hey, I gotta
hey, man, back up off me, man. Back up off me, man.
That boy said, so you mean to tell me LeBron go out here and have 48 points and you give him a B plus, but Kevin Durant go out and have 25 and it's the greatest game you've ever seen in your life. Then he like, that man, number 7, went to Cleveland and shot a shot in game 3 in 2017 in his eye.
In the same,
we talked about last night.
That's one thing about Skip. He's very particular about his point. He can tell you Baker Mayfield threw a touchdown in the third quarter, week 7 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he threw it. He was like, "Wait, man, they don't even care. Did they? They might have lost that game. Like, okay,
yeah, and they lost."
Skip be real particular, man.
Nah, but shout out to Shannon, man. I aspire to be somebody like you that's that in control of your emotions and you do what's best for the show. Like, I got so much respect for Shannon, especially what happened in that monologue. Like, for him to continue and then do the show, you could tell, like, his energy wasn't all the way there because he was pissed.
Right. He was mad.
But for him to come on the next day and to go back to being the Shannon that we know and love, I got so much respect for Shannon Sharp, bro. I wanted to tweet him and everything, bro. I aspire to be just like you, bro, for real. Salute to Shannon Sharp for dealing with that. And once that contract is over, bro, get your ass over to ESPN and go argue.
Right on the ESPN, man.
Go get that bag, bro, for real. Like, stop playing with Skip. Go to Stephen A, bro, and get that bag, man. They waiting for you over there. Trust me.
Is there anybody that runs Fox Sports 1? Who runs that fucking network? That shit show is like, bro, like from the rip. When they got into it the first time, somebody should have been like, "Hey, all right, look, this ain't good TV, bro. We can't have y'all niggas out here wild like this, bro." Like, I get it, but
I mean, ratings be high, bro. Like, you.
Because they've been better than First Take for a long ass time. Niggas quit watching First Take.
That's cool, but when you start doing shit like that, bro, and you cutting that deep, until the nigga decide not to show up.
It's probably time for them to go and separate, though. Like,
I think it is too. I honestly think it is too. I think Shannon's just there to fulfill his contract. I think that's over, though. I honestly believe that that's going to be done with. After what happened, and the incidents happened too close together. It's not like this
it's
happened this fresh. Month the and then months fresh. Down the line. That was still
and I'm
fresh.
Looking, and I'm looking, and you look at how Skip said he wasn't going to take down the tweet. If he's doubling down on that, then he's doubling down on how he feel about Tom Brady and Shannon. He didn't apologize for that. I'm damn positive. You ain't got to tell me. Maybe I don't know for sure. If I'm guessing, he ain't apologized to Shannon for that. He didn't apologize. You think he apologized for interrupting his monologue too? I don't think so.
I don't know. But Shannon, you ain't got to go to ESPN. You can come to conversations at the shop and take Malik's spot when he go to ESPN.
The fuck?
No,
ain't nobody taking my spot.
Did you just make a trade up?
First of all,
we need to make you general manager, man. I don't even like you making moves like this, dog. You moving like Phil Jackson right now, man. What's wrong with you, man?
I don't care where I go. I ain't leaving here.
We ain't trading Malik, man. We show Malik ain't trading him. Nowhere, we ain't trading him for fucking Shannon Sharp. We ain't doing that.
Wait. Marcus, you're not on Facebook, so you don't know. You're not on Facebook, you don't know. I fired y'all niggas last night.
You niggas fired us, bro. Look, bro. The nigga come on the chain. He said, I go in the group, and he said something about I slandered the Cowboys, and they all disown me.
Need some new co-hosts.
He need new co-hosts. Like, what should you? Do you see why he gets traded now?
Boy, yo, y'all cooked me yesterday, man. That shit wasn't cool.
Nah, you know what, Gerard? Now that I'm thinking about it.
Get Unc on the show, right?
I mean, yeah, it's Shannon Sharp. He won a couple Super Bowls, huh? That's for sure.
He won a Super Bowl in Denver and in Baltimore.
And in Baltimore, yeah, that's true.
Boys cooked me up nice last night, boy. It was crazy. It was crazy, boys. Cooked me last night. That shit was
crazy. Hey, yo, this my show back, so I ain't got a chance to tell y'all. He deserved it because he been cooking me for the whole time we was out. He was wilding me up. So like, hey, it was about time I shot back. Like, he been
That's not
me
just you. I deserved everything I got last night. Yeah, I've been wilding since
been
Christmas.
Been for a week, y'all. Straight consistent smoke.
Bro, we ain't had no show. I was bored, dog. I had nowhere to put this petty energy. I was in the group chat wilding, dog.
In the group chat just bullying us, man. It was
just wilding. I just had everything I got last night. I really did. I'm going to calm down now.
That boy said, Gerard, you going to say something? I said, hey, bro. Hey, bro. Marcus got screenshots.
Yeah, man. It's time to get petty back.
I'm gonna go and sit this one out, bro. And then they started talking about the Titans, and I'm like, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
He wanna jump in. He ain't gonna take up for the league. He gonna take up for the Titans. That's crazy.
I need help.
Bro, what did he say? I said, we was talking about the Nuggets, and he said something. Yeah, Donnie play y'all this weekend. We're going to see what they do. I'm front and center. We go out, and we just keep winning games. And he was like, quiet. Every time he say something, he about to cook the Nuggets. We win the game, and he just be quiet for the rest of the night. Oh, y'all finna play y'all play Portland this weekend? Oh, Dame finna go for 40. Dame don't go for 40. We win. Quiet.
Nah, stop, man. Damn, it's 52-7. Oh my god.
Oh no, Georgia not bullshit.
Hey, shout out to Georgia. Georgia back to back champions. I told everybody down here that Georgia was gonna win. We had so many people coming.
They should, man. That goddamn quarterback, he should be in the second year in the league.
And that nigga like 30, ain't it?
38.
The Nuggets up 62-48 at halftime.
Yeah, I saw that. Shout out to Corey. The Lakers.
The Lakers.
Oh shit! I forgot. He said they were going to go watch LeBron. You couldn't stay, Corey. Our player of the week was LeBron, my nigga. Like, what are you talking about without LeBron? What do you mean?
Corey could have tweeted from the show. He could have tweeted from the show.
Yeah, you most definitely could have tweeted that from the show.
He could have tweeted Lakers Nation from the show. But yeah, so y'all got any positive words so we can get out of here, man?
I didn't get a chance to do this last week, but rest in peace, Big Scar, but rest in peace, guys of Blue Mountains, and shout out to the city of Memphis.
Do I have positive words this week? I didn't even think about that for real. Hey, accomplish your dreams this year. Don't wait till next year. None of that shit. Anything that you think you wanted to do, do it this year, man. You've been waiting too long. It's my positive word.
For sure. My positive word.
Be better today.
No, that's not it this time, dog. I ain't said that in a while, bro.
I was gonna say everybody puts on pants one leg at a time.
All right, man. This gonna be it. This gonna sound something like you were saying, Marcus. But thankfulness is the beginning of gratitude. Gratitude is the completion of thankfulness. Thankfulness may consist of merely words. Gratitude is shown in acts. Basically, man, be thankful and be grateful for the things you got, bro. People around you, time you live on this earth, bro. Just take it all in stride, bro. And just keep going, bro. Love on your peoples, man. Love on your peoples, for real. That's all I got. And that's it for the show, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, brothers. Tune in tonight. We'll see y'all again next Monday. It'll just be me and Malik, apparently, because Corey and Corey and Marcus have already called in. They called in.
We will, whether or not we will be here next week is to be determined.
Depending on top rating.
Yeah, so y'all just tune in tune in on Monday night, and
we got a case on that 34 points. So what's up?
Oh yeah, you definitely got a case on that because you bullshit.
Just the points, or just the points for the win too. I just want to know.
If you want to do both, that's cool. We could do a case on both, but the 34, I'm really you kind of got me mad with that.
We could do it on the points. We could do it on the points.
Let's do it.
All right, man. Y'all boys be easy.
That picture is crazy. We got in like that too.
Man, y'all boys be easy. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Y'all make sure y'all stream us on all streaming platforms. We will be up first thing in the morning, man. So y'all make sure y'all stream this shit. Keep it rolling. Shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Mm-hmm. Hey, Shannon Sharp, when you deal up, we got a deal for your conversations at the shop.
That's a fact.
He gonna be
lights out.
Hey, we gotta go and make a video with Shannon Sharp so we can put him on the joint. So when we tweet him the video, yeah, come.
Yeah, he definitely got a call, bro, because I'm not dealing with this petty shit ever forever.
Oh, it's gonna get worse.
Fuck out of here.
It's gonna get worse.
I'm sick of him.
A club Shay Shay edition of conversations at the shop is coming. I'm telling y'all now.
And if the Cowboys lose, I'm out for 2 weeks, man. See y'all, man.